B'tochen for Life, Shir number 121, Sunday, Parshias Matis Masei. The next level of B'tochen, level number 2 that the Chavis Havava says, is called Mish'on. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a crutch to the person. And a person can lean on Hashem, and Hashem will help him along. So before we explain what exactly does this mean, we must mention the words of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says in the concept of what does a mishon mean? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports a person? Sometimes a person is, Rachmana Litzlan, going through a terrible tzara. Someone is sick, Rachmana Litzlan, or he has a terrible parnasa issue, or he needs a shidduch, or something of that sort, and he is holding by giving up. He can't see a way out, and therefore he can't even have bitachon anymore, because he doesn't see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him. Zok de Vilna Gaon, you know what the Ribbono Shel Olam does? He sends the person a small hint, a small Yeshua, that now the person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. When the person has that little crutch, that little Yeshua, then he is able to work harder on his bitachin, and then he will receive a big Yeshua. And that's how the Vilna Gaon explains what happened with the story of Purim, that Mordechai went on the horse, which is totally irrelevant to the story of Purim. Nothing happened because Mordechai went on the horse. The Vilna Gaon explains that the point of that story was just to give Klal Yisrael something that they should be beteach about. When they see that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't forget about them, then they have bitachon. And that is the concept of Mishon. And we must add that the Dubna Magid in his Sefer Koichav Miyakov on the Haftarah of Parshas Shlach says that when the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to bring a punishment to a person and he doesn't want the person to have bitachon, because if the person has bitachon, then he will get saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a scenario that the person won't be able to have bitachon. It will look so hopeless that the person won't be able to have bitachon, and then the person will get the punishment. Says the Koichav Miyakov, a person has to realize that even if he's in a hopeless situation, if he's going to be miyayish, if he's going to give up, if he's not going to look for that mishon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him, then Rachmana Litzlan, who knows if he'll be able to get a Yeshua. The way a person gets a Yeshua is through believing and hoping and assuming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will save him. And that's why no matter how terrifying the situation is, we have to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishon. Even if Hashem doesn't send us a mishon, we have to remember that no matter how bleak the situation looks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will save us. And we must mention that one of our listeners, her husband is in the hospital, and the doctors basically gave up. But she is constantly telling herself that it's not up to the doctors, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she is being mechazik herself every time she goes to the hospital, that even though it looks like he's in bad shape, it doesn't mean anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him. And then Emir Tzashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. And just recently, he started talking. Did he have a complete Yeshua? No, not yet. But the fact that he started talking, that is the mishon. And that is the lesson that we have to walk away with. Never give up. Whether we see the mishon or we don't see it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save anybody in any situation. Look out for the mishon and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here to help us, and when we rely on Him, Emir Tzashem, we will constantly be zeicha to see Yeshuas and Refuas.